and down it went to Christmas Eve, where I spent the night in a shed at the back of Motherwell Convent, as I couldn't make my lodgings due to enemy activity. And this activity was able to neutralize us temporarily. And so it was with a sense of relief that I would be required in Castle Island in the immediate future. In a week or 10 days, the call arrived. I was ordered to report at Lishin Barn with equipment at 9 p.m. I was there joined by Tyke Grady of Lord Mainstreet, Mick O'Carroll of Doolag, two of the most active members of the local Castle Island Company. About 10 or 12 men from the Ballymacallan Company, who had recently augmented their arms by the capture of the RIC barracks at Guttaclay. A well-armed squad of 5 men from Brahig. We moved on to Curra and were there joined up with another group headed by Humphrey Murphy. At this stage, I would say we had about 30 men in all. Our intelligence service had reported that a general of the enemy troops was down in Kerry on inspection. Through the night, we travelled onto our ambush position on the main Killarney Ratmore Road, called the Bower, and were there strengthened by a group from the North Cork Flying Column under Sean Mylan and a local group as well. Two landmines were laid and we settled down to wait. The day was a long and dreary one, as it rained and rained, and we were cold and miserable and hungry. We bivouacked in the local farmhouse of that night, and were in position again early on the following morning, when we had another cold, wet, and disappointing day. News reached us that evening that our position was possibly known to the enemy, and it was decided that we move on. The Brigadier Sean Mylan selected 12 or 15 of the best equipped men from our group, and we travelled through the night. In the morning, we contacted his flying column, a splendid bunch of men, and we were in the ambush position at Lone Bannon at 8 a.m. I think we had about 40 men with a Hotchkiss machine gun they had recently captured from the enemy at Mallow. The two mines were sighted, and our reception party was all laid on. Unexpectedly, from the Mallow side, came two lorry loads of the enemy. I found myself behind Sean Mylan, the brigadier, who himself had the job of blowing the mines. He pressed both switches simultaneously, and nothing happened. The next few moments will remain embedded in my memory forever. Sean's disappointment was dreadful to watch. He had issued orders to the column that no attack was to take place until the mines exploded. He now regretted this, as a convoy of this size would have been chicken feed and the capture would have made such a difference. Two machine guns and about 40 rifles with ammunition that we so badly needed. In retrospect, I am happy that they got away. But at the time, I was almost as disappointed as Sean. In memory, I can still see those lorry loads of soldiers. They had a piano accordion and singing away without a care in the world, with the sun shining in that early morning, not realizing how very near they were to eternity. And so, one more incident in the design of Providence.